We are going to shift now to the topic of homelessness. On the phone is Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg. Mayor Steinberg, thanks for joining us. I know you're always stepping out of a meeting or into the next one, but I appreciate the time.
Always have time to talk to you, Beth.
So the Supreme Court on Monday decided not to review this case out of Boise, which set up discussion of whether sheltering people who are homeless should be or could be somehow mandated. And you're joining us today to clarify some of the comments from our special on homelessness, which was Tuesday. And I think that conversation is merited. So let's get to the issue of a mandate. For you, who is the mandate aimed at?
The mandate is aimed at government at all levels. And just to go back a couple of days, the Boise case where the Supreme Court essentially upheld the Ninth Circuit decision that law enforcement cannot break up tent encampments unless they have beds to offer the people who are unsheltered and homeless. My response to that was and is, I think this calls the question, because if we can't enforce, which has its limitations, obviously, to begin with, because it really is just moving people around, the only option left is to do the right thing, which is to bring people under a roof. What I am calling for is a legally enforceable government mandate that government bring people under a roof, with an emphasis on permanent housing, but navigation centers and shelters as necessary. Step back again for just a moment and ask this. Is there any issue of great societal consequence that we deal with in California, in this country, where all that is done is essentially voluntary? It's not voluntary for the government to provide public schools for kids. It's not voluntary for us to offer health insurance now under the ACA. Certainly when it comes to climate change, the legislature did not say, wouldn't it be nice if everyone volunteered to increase our renewable energy portfolio? We mandated a 50% and now 100% renewable portfolio standard by a reasonable date. Why, with homelessness, which is the epic crisis of our time, is everything we do voluntary and optional? We should mandate ourselves before we mandate the individual, mandate ourselves to create enough capacity to bring people indoors. And that's what I am calling for as a matter of state law.
So, Mayor Steinberg, I understand the emphasis on the government or the larger entity to be mandated to provide this. In your example of public schools, children, though, are required by law to attend school. And in your example of healthcare, Californians now are required under a mandate to have healthcare or they pay a penalty. So the piece that's important is what you're saying about people who are living unsheltered and homeless. What is the mandate on them as people in connection with what you want to have happen in government?
Well, two-part answer. First of all, if government is required at all levels, the state, the counties, and the cities, to create enough capacity to bring people indoors and are driven towards that legal imperative, I believe that 80% or so of the unsheltered homeless population, if we meet them where they're at, will actually come indoors. And those with mental health and substance abuse issues, of course, cannot get better living under a freeway overpass. It's only when they're indoors can we help them. For the other 20% that may be treatment resistant, my belief is once the government does create that sufficient capacity, that there ought to be an obligation on the individual as well to come indoors. But that isn't the emphasis of my advocacy at this point, because frankly, we don't have the moral high ground or the legal high ground to call that question until we actually establish and then implement the government's obligation to first bring people indoors.
You're the mayor of a city. Is your hope, though, that you're going to be able to take this to a state level and make your vision a state law?
Well, the governor has given me the honor of, or the responsibility, maybe the burden, of co-chairing his homeless task force. And with Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas from Los Angeles, we are leading a 14-member group of California leaders. And we are going to make a set of what I call interim recommendations to the governor, public recommendations, within the next several weeks. And so I hope that this provocative but I think vital idea is going to be a part, a major part of those recommendations, and we will allow the public process and the debate to begin.
All right, Mayor Steinberg, always a pleasure. I know you're heading off to an event that starts in 3 minutes, so we're going to let you go. And good wishes to you and your family and your staff for a happy holiday season.
You the same. Happy holidays, Beth, to you and all of your listeners. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mayor Steinberg.